Good evening, everyone. I call the February 5th, 2024 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Bowe?
Here.
Mr. Laxa?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
And I'm present.
Councilman Howe, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Just for everyone in attendance here and watching at home, we are still going through committee work, so the Finance Committee will continue. We also have the Appointments Committee, so just for a roadmap, we're going to go to General Communications right now. We have one guest. I would like them to come up. I'll introduce them in a minute here. Then we're going to go back into committees. I would like the Appointments Committee to meet. We have a number of residents here that are volunteering their time to serve on committees, and they need to be appointed. So we'll go to appointments committees first, then we will go back into the finance committee meeting. So that is the roadmap for this evening. So next up is general communications, and we this evening have remarks from the Village Common of Rhode Island. The executive director is here, Caroline Dillon, regarding the organization's work helping older adults remain active, connected, and independent in their homes. Executive Director Dillon, good evening and welcome, and please tell us about your organization.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here, pleased to be in front of all of you and sharing our exciting news about our hopes for a Warwick Village. I'm joined by members of our Warwick Village Steering Committee who are members from community members from Warwick. Basically, a village is an idea where neighbors help neighbors with support that matters. We're a volunteer-driven nonprofit. We exist across Rhode Island, and we're hoping to form a village in Warwick. Our volunteers help older adults go to medical appointments, go to hair appointments, get groceries, run errands, change ceiling light bulbs so our older adults aren't climbing ladders, pull trash barrels back and forth to the curb, provide opportunities to reduce isolation and loneliness, go into homes to help with tech support, such as resetting that router or a printer problem, and so much more. Our older adult population is growing across Rhode Island, and it certainly is here in Warwick as well. We exist in six other communities, with three communities who are building villages. The Village Common of Rhode Island has been started here in 2015. We're approaching our 10-year anniversary in a couple years, and we're thrilled at how the movement, the village movement, is continuing to catch on. We're here not to request any financial support, but rather to request the City Council to help spread the news of what we're trying to achieve with our village here in Warwick, with neighbors helping older adults to age in their home and community with whatever a neighbor can do. It's a beautiful concept. There's 350 or so villages across the United States, and we're excited about the momentum here in Warwick and the support from our partners, from Meg Underwood, Paul Solera, Michael Freitas, from the libraries. There are many older adults, many opportunities for us to reach out to them, and a village is another one of those ways. We always work with partners in a community. We never compete with them. We're volunteer-driven, and we really are there to support those older adults. Choose that and pick that apple that they can have for their snack later, either with a volunteer doing the shopping or bringing that older adult with them. We carry insurance on our volunteers, both motor vehicle and accident. We're supported by a board of directors at a state level who help set the strategic direction, and they are also thrilled about the movement in Warwick towards a village.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And the mayor's office has your contact information. I have your contact information, and I will distribute that to members of the council. And if residents have any questions, they can reach out directly to Ms. Dillon, or they can reach out to their council person or the mayor's office, and we will connect you. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening. Next up is number two is the announcement of congratulations, condolences, or community events. This is under general communications. Does any member of the council have anything under general communications? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just request that this honorable body and the members of the chambers hold a moment of silence for Rodney Manning.
Okay, we'll have a moment of silence for Mr. Manning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Anything else for members of the council under general communications? Okay, hearing none, I would then request that we pause the full council meeting. We go back into committees. Again, I would like to go into the appointments committee. We do have a lot of residents who are volunteering their time to serve on different boards and commissions. So if we could have the appointments meeting committee meet at this time, and then we will go back into the finance committee meeting. Thank you.
All right, the time is now 7:13. The appointments committee comes to order. First up, we have minutes from the committee meeting on December 4th. Do I have a motion to approve those?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we have a number of appointments before us tonight. Several of these are housekeeping of nature, and we can kind of breeze through those. I know there are some folks who are here. Would you mind just the names of the folks who are here? Okay. Yes. No, that's okay. That's okay. Yes, thank you. Great. I'll call you up. I just want to make sure I get to you first. And okay, great. Thank you. All right. So we have, so Ms. Lewis, number two, is here, and Ms. McConnell, number three on our list. Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. McConnell? Yes, is here. And Ms. Malcolm is here for reappointment. So first up, we have Cynthia Corkum. This is a reappointment. As per our rules for reappointments, folks do not need to be present, but happy to entertain any thoughts, comments, questions from the committee on Ms. Corkum's reappointment. None heard. Sorry. Councilman Lettiser.
You were too quick there, Chairman. I would just like to express my appreciation, I'm sure speaking for all the members of the City Council and for the city, of your willingness to serve on the Historical Cemeteries Commission. It is a large undertaking. It's not an easy job. It's very emotional from time to time, oftentimes. It's also physically challenging because they put in a tremendous amount of work and effort into maintaining the cemeteries. I know when I first got elected, I believe it was Ms. Malcolm that had met me at a cemetery and went through what the headstones on some of these sites looked like prior to the commission engaging into refurbishing them and bringing them back to where they were. And it's just absolutely amazing the amount of time and effort and certainly dedication and emotion that goes into your job. So I'll just kind of keep it short for addressing these comments to all three this evening that were being that are being reappointed. And we certainly appreciate all your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of the council have anything to add? Any members of the public on Ms. Cynthia Corkum to the Historical Cemeteries Commission? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion for favorable action on the appointment of Cynthia Corkum to the Historical Cemeteries Commission.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next up, Ms. Dawn Lewis to the same. Ms. Lewis, would you like to come up? Okay, all right. So this is also a reappointment. Any members of the committee have any questions or comments?
I did it.
You did it. You did, and you did it very well. Any members of the council? Members of the public? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to...
I'm sorry. Ms. Malcolm? Oh, I'll bring you a microphone. Come to the podium if you can. That one is on.
I just wanted to thank Dawn publicly for everything that she does. 5 years ago, we didn't know each other. And she called and said, I live at Eagles Run. There's a cemetery on Eagles Run. I want to help fix it. And she and the woman that's beside her, Diane, along with several other members of Eagles Nest, worked and slaved and with our help restored, I think, 19 headstones. So I just want to publicly thank her. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public have anything to add? Without further ado, we have a motion.
Motion for the reappointment of Dawn Lewis to the Historical Cemeteries Commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Ms. Diane McConnell, who I believe is currently an alternate on the Historical Cemeteries Commission. She's next. Oh, interesting. Hello.
Hello.
Well, thank you very much for your volunteering to serve on this important commission. Would you like to say anything about your interest or what brought you to this?
I was jogging by the cemetery when I got called and went up to say, oh, what are we all doing up here? And there was a group of people in our historic cemetery on Eagle Run working. And I said, oh, do you need any help? And that's it. Ever since, I got the bug. And it's an extremely rewarding process to look around a cemetery that's been neglected for who knows how many years. These souls do not have a voice anymore. And we are cleaning them up, and it's extremely satisfying and gratifying. And I'm very happy to be involved.
Thank you so much. That's exactly what we want to hear, and we're very appreciative of you and the effort that all the members of the commission put in. Do any members of the committee have questions? Yeah, Councilman?
Ms. McConnell, Were you ever in the military?
No.
I didn't think so, because one of the things we have in the military is do not volunteer. So, see, can I help? There you go. But thank you, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any members of the council? Any members of the public? We share that gratitude. Thank you, Ms. Malcolm. Without further ado, do I have a motion?
Motion favorable action on the appointment of Diane McConnell as an alternate to the Historical Cemeteries Commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Welcome to the commission.
Be careful what you wish for.
Fifth year. Fifth
year. All good. It's all good.
All right. And next up, the chair of the commission, Ms. Margaret Malcolm, for reappointment. You're welcome to say something. We always like to hear from you.
Just Margaret Malcolm, 137 Irving Road in Lakewood. I just want to thank the commission. I want to thank the council, and I want to especially thank the mayor for reappointing me. I love this, which is very strange to say. It's dirty work, it's hard work, and it's worth every second. So thank you.
Thank you. And I know this commission is always looking for volunteers for cleanups. If you're aware of if you live anywhere in Warwick, there probably is a historical cemetery nearby to you. So you can reach out to any one of us. We can connect you with Ms. Malcolm. And I know from time to time those cleanups happen, and they're more than happy to have folks support in those. Any members, councilman?
Ms. Malcolm, I also not only want to thank you for your service to the Historical District Commission and for so many years, but also want to thank you and compliment you for your leadership on that organization. It takes a lot of focus, a lot of organizational skills, and a lot of motivational skills to do what you folks all do. And I wanted to thank you for both of those items. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
Ms. Malcolm was one of the first people I spoke to once I was elected, and her passion and commitment cannot be understated. So I'm glad to see this reappointment happening. Thank you again, Ms. Malcolm.
Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you personally, Margaret. You worked so hard for so many years. You care so much for the cemetery everywhere. And you got to see some of the dedications she's held, some of the groups that we've met and we celebrated. She just puts 110 behind it. And I look forward to working with you for many more years.
Councilman Ricks.
I'd also just like to join in thanking Peggy Malcolm for her leadership for many years on this commission, and I'm glad that you're continuing to have that willingness to go out there and do the tough work. I remember there was that great event at the historical cemetery right behind the FOP. I've been looking on my phone trying to remember the name because it's on the tip of my tongue and I just can't quite remember it. But yeah, the cleanup there, the historical plaques, as well as I've also visited some of the other historical cemeteries around the city. And it's really amazing to see all of these different sites clean, see the markers there. It's a wonderful service that all of you do. Thank you.
Chairman.
Council President.
I'm Thank you very much. I just want to echo my colleague. Peggy is unbelievable. She's out there during the cleanups. I think the last three we had here in Appanag were in the rain, it's out there advocating. We are George Green Cemetery, which the councilman was referencing. Beautiful that the stairs have been built since you've been advocating for this. Their signage, it's really nice. And we're actually going to dedicate, this council has voted to change the street name after him, and you were integral in leading that charge. So I just want to echo what everybody's already said this evening, but you're a true public servant, and we really do appreciate it, and thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Council President. Okay, we've heard from the council. Any members of the public? Do we have a motion to reappoint Peggy Malcolm?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Moving along, we have four reappointments to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission. This commission within the city does some outstanding work led by Ms. Ann Holst. If you've walked on any of the nature trails at the city park, at Dolly Farm, at Chippewanoxet, at many other of our wildlife areas or forested areas, you'll notice these little placards that have the genus and species of the tree. Those are all orchestrated and grants and funding by the Wildlife and Conservation Commission. They're also doing a lot of work on pollinators, saving the bees. So important work happening here. I don't believe we have anyone here tonight. So we can move right through these. But does anyone have any, from the committee, any questions or comments on the reappointment of Ms. Ann Holst to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission? Members of the council? Members of the public? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion for the reappointment of Ann Holst to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ms. Qualkick, same. Do any questions from the committee? Council? Public? Motion?
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, Kate Fitzpatrick. Kate actually served on the land trust, and now she is serving on the Wildlife Commission. Any questions among the committee? The council? Public? We have a motion?
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And last up, Susan Kennedy. Any questions from the committee? Council? Public? Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And with that, we conclude our business here on appointments for the evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would now ask that we go back into the Finance Committee meeting, and we will pick up where we left off from Councilman Chairman Howe.
Good evening. The time is 7:30, and the Finance Committee is back in session. I would like to invite the resident who is speaking and asking questions. Thank you, and please continue. And just for the record, we are there are 4 minutes remaining. Thank you.
First off, I'd like to withdraw the last question I asked about the budget. It doesn't matter, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Secondly, I think that you should just go ahead and approve this request at the $359,000 that they're looking for and not take away the 30-some thousand dollars that the assessor is hoping to make in savings. I mean, in fact, if you do that, you're kind of penalizing his initiative to try to do things a little better. And with the revaluation coming, I'm guessing there could be some interest in the taxpayers, and that might require a great deal of attention on his part. So giving him a $30,000 leeway seems like just a no-brainer. And the woman that was speaking about the Warwick Villages, on a similar note, I've discovered recently in the last year helping a couple of seniors that Blue Cross has a thing called Papa Pals. And Papa Pals gives seniors or people that are eligible on Medicare 50 to 60 hours a year where they will send people to the house, take them to doctor's appointments, go shopping, do any number of things for them. And I was shocked to find out that both of the physicians that I had taken these people to had no clue. And so few people know about this that it's just amazing. So if some constituent reaches out, that's another advantage, you know, way you can just suggest they call their own Blue Cross coverage, because most of us do. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And thank you for that information at the end. Are there any more members of the public that would like to speak on bid 2022-060? So I will make a motion of a request of a PCR so we may hold this, for the simple reason I think there were some very valid questions and concerns that were brought up, and I think that the comments that the constituent made is also very valid. But I'd like to give our the director an opportunity to answer some of the questions that came up. So I would put forward a motion and ask the committee for their input. First, that we hold this item until the next meeting. To give the director an opportunity to come in and speak, please. Okay.
It's PCR.
PCR, please.
12-24.
12-24.
12-24.
I can't hear.
24.
PCR 12-24 from the clerk. I make a motion to hold until the next meeting, which is February 26th.
Yes.
26th.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you all. The next item is bid 2024-323. That is found on page 22. Senior Services to purchase a paratransit van. Good evening. Please identify. Oh, please turn on the microphone.
Thank you. Meg Underwood, Director of Senior Services. Tonight I'm before you asking for recommendation for the paratransit van. As you know, I'm sure transportation is one of the most critical needs for older adults, and our transit program is becoming increasingly popular for that reason. We had four bids for this particular van. The least expensive, the best bid was for $120,855 to Matthew Bus Alliance. We have worked with Matthews before. They've proved to be a very good vendor, and they were well under the other three competitors for the bid.
Thank you, Director. And is this going to replace an existing vehicle, or will this be added to the fleet? And if it does replace the existing vehicle, will the existing vehicle be put into reserve or sold on the government marketplace?
This will replace one of the vehicles, one of the 2014 vehicles. That particular vehicle is not the oldest on the fleet. However, it is in fairly good repair. That particular van has a step beyond the steps that go up to the van, and it's proved to be a problem with older adults. And so that's the one we are going to repurpose. It has not been decided yet whether that will go. I know the fire department has expressed some interest in using it with the fire department for their fire academies and that sort of thing, as well as the police department. And I believe that's the direction we're going to go, as opposed to putting it out to GovDeals.
Okay, but you stated on record that the official decision hasn't been made yet.
I don't believe it has.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Director. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
It looks like you were able to secure a grant to cover the vast majority of the cost here.
Yes, I applied for a grant through the state, through the Office of Healthy Aging, formerly Department of Elderly Affairs, and the majority, 97-something thousand of that, of the cost of that van will come from a grant.
That's great. Congratulations on receiving that grant.
Thank you.
Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I was also going to point that out, that that you got the state grant. So good work on I know applying for the grants takes a lot of time, but we love grants. And also, just want to explain for everybody watching the meeting here is that this is a 16-passenger van, and it has two wheelchair positions as well. So this is not like a minivan that we're talking about.
Correct. No, it's not. Last year we purchased a 14-passenger with two wheelchair positions. This one is the larger van, and like I said, we've had increased interest. We take folks grocery shopping, hairdresser, pharmacy, banks, that sort of thing, pool, library, and there's an increased interest in that kind of transportation. So,
yeah, it's a very important. As you mentioned, some seniors, this is the only way that they could get out to do these things, or else they have to find somebody, a family member, a friend. So this is a very important direct service to the residents of Warwick.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Director. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any further questions for members of this committee? Are there questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisore.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello, Director.
Good evening.
The item from Matthews Bus Alliance, two of the other vendors specified that the model was an E450. On Matthews, it says a Ford Start Trans. Is that vehicle also an E450?
They are all, I'll call Bob Smith up here, who's the transportation planner, but they are all basically the same cab and chassis. So, Bob, do you want to address that?
Bob Smith, transportation planner. All the vendors bid on E450 Ford's cab and chassis. Each vendor is bid on different coaches, which is the coach seating capacity. So StarTrans, I believe you may be looking at StarTrans from Matthews. That's their particular coach model. So that's the body style. They're basically all 16-passenger, two wheelchair lifts.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next on the is bid 2024-231, remove and replace flooring at Pilgrim Senior Center. This is found on page 24. Before we begin, I'd just like to bring to the attention to everyone that in the packet, there was also an additional document that was sent to everyone about the removal of the floor. And I want to go on record as stating that quite a bit of searching had to go on with myself. I want to thank our legislative liaison because I was emailing her quite aggressively on Monday. Just on the record, I would like to say that, we have a lot of discussions in this finance committee. And I would ask that the departments would bring the information forward. So the original bid that we had, where you look at the bidding, it said that the, and I want to explain this because this is where a lot of the chasing went on. It stated to remove and replace the flooring at the Pilgrim Senior Center. Well, in the original document, it said the lowest bid was 100, and I'm just trying to find that out right here. Here it is. The original bid was over $100,000, but they are asking for approval of $83,871. So the question came up, well, how is that even possible? And why are you why is the lowest bidder and why are we awarding an amount so much lower? And there was no explanation in the original bid. And so we went ahead and had some back and forth, or, you know, I went ahead and had some back and forth with the department. And then that's where this amended letter came from, or not amended, I apologize. The updated letter came from to further explain the removal and replacement flooring at the Pilgrim Senior Center. And I just want to say it's little details like this that if they're overlooked or missed can cause delay in many projects. And also a little bit of frustration on the side of the committee, myself, and others. So that's something that we should look at. But the amount that was awarded said that it was, they awarded $104,000. So the amount that was bid as the lowest bidder was $104,000, but the request was $83,800 with no explanation. So I would ask in the future that the departments, all departments, on little details like that, come prepared and with the answers where we shouldn't have to chase down. Because I say one of the things that frustrates me is I am a part-time worker for this city, as of all of my elected colleagues. We all have jobs. We all have responsibility towards our families and maintaining that lifestyle that we try to create for our families. This is a part-time position for us. And we depend on the full-time employees to give us the information, especially information when it comes to 83,000 or 104,000 expenditures. So I moving on with that, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but Christy, please go ahead.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to award bid for the removal and replacement of the flooring at Pilgrim Senior Center in the amount of $83,871.67. There was $80,000 allotted in ARPA funding for the Pilgrim Senior Center to have the flooring done. We reduced the scope of work that was originally bid on to meet the allocated funding that was allowed. The other $3,871.67 is being expensed from the Building Maintenance Division of Public Works Budget Code.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you to the chair and to the administration for the explanation. I also saw the amendment. That additional information was helpful on explaining how we got to this number. Yeah, when taking a look at the overall number, it is expensive for flooring, of course. For different reasons, I've seen some different prices on flooring lately. And coming in at close to $10 a square foot, that's hefty. But you take a look at the specs here, exactly what the city is getting, considering that this is also a public space. It's not a private residence or the like. It has to be able to hold up. And the existing flooring, I'm not sure how many decades it's been there, but it's been there for a long time. And I see in some different spots, it's looking pretty beat up. So it's certainly needed. And then, of course, there are multiple bids. Bids are in different amounts. So it looks like this is all very competitive with bidding process. As a function of some of the requirements that the city has, it would be more than I would be spending per square foot in a building that I own, such as my house or the like. But the city does have a lot of very specific requirements that the vendors have to comply with. So I do see this as a reasonable amount. I'm glad that the city was able to figure this out with prioritizing different areas to make the numbers work. And I think that this is great that the city is using these ARPA funds to invest back into the Pilgrim Senior Center, which needs it, just as the city, through Director Underwood, was able to, and her staff, were able to work on that grant from the state for that last item too, the 16-passenger van. So it's wonderful to see the city investing in these different services for our seniors. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christy.
Good evening.
What year was this building built?
1991.
And how did you determine the value for the work that DPW performed? How did you determine the value of $21,093.30?
As the piece we reduced?
Yes.
There's one section of the building, the vinyl flooring, that we are not going to replace. It was about 415 square feet.
I asked that question because in item number 2 on the bid documents, item number 1, it says remove existing flooring. From the bidder that you're recommending, that company has a number of 21,420 for the removal. So that's what prompted me for the question of how you came up with, or whoever came up with, the number of $21,093.30 as opposed to $21,420. Did DPW remove all of the flooring?
No, we haven't done anything with the floor yet. We're requesting to award this vendor the $83,000 to remove and replace flooring in certain areas of the building. We have excluded, it is not, the dining room is not part of the scope of work. We have removed a couple of other buildings that were a part of the initial scope of work because it didn't meet the allocated funding that we had available. So we took that square footage of the building and reduced the numbers appropriately for remove and replace.
So no removal has actually been done yet?
No.
This is a proposal. So it's fair to say that your proposal to remove sections of flooring isn't all inclusive of what the low bidder was proposing, $21,420.
It will be inclusive of the areas that we direct him to remove and replace.
And with this savings that you're proposing using a round number of 21,000, does that include the disposal of that flooring?
Yes, it includes the job in its entirety, soup to nuts, by this vendor. And the only piece that the city is doing, which we had a pre-bid meeting and it was decided then, the welcome desk area, the walls that are there, we are going to remove to that. So that reduced the cost because that was part of the original scope of work. And then we took that piece out because we can do that. So. But other than that, it's the office area, the lobby area, the gift shop area, and then the computer room, and that's those are the only spaces that are being replaced.
So, do I understand it correctly? The $21,000 savings that you're proposing on is not just the labor, but you've also included the cost of disposal in that $21,000?
We've included the cost of the by the square footage, the labor and the material. So we the senior center only had $80,000 to work with to replace the flooring. The bids came in higher than $80,000, so we had to reduce the scope of work that we were going to replace. So we eliminated two large rooms and a hallway area to meet the $80,000. It still came in a little bit over. The Public Works Department is paying the balance.
I'm not disputing the rationale for trying to reduce the costs. I'm simply asking questions to try and determine how you arrived at $21,000. And I still don't know. And we don't know if the cost of disposal of this material was included. We know that disposal costs are very high because we've approved numerous increases for this. So that's my question. I don't know if the director has an answer for that.
Eric Earls, Public Works Director. When the item says remove existing flooring, that means remove and dispose existing flooring. So when we took out that quantity was no longer part of the bid, right? So it's not remove the flooring and stockpile it, it's remove and dispose the existing flooring. So when we needed to pull back on the quantities, we pulled back on the remove and we pulled back on the install new. So between those two items, that reduction got you to the $21,000.
So the answer is the price that is on the bid package of remove flooring, that square foot price, that includes disposal. Because you don't have a separate line item for disposal. Is that it?
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Councilman, if I can, just to alleviate this. On page 29 of the bid package that you have, you do have the scope of work. It was included by the purchasing department. It says the selected contractor shall work in coordination with the director of public works or his or her designee. No work shall be performed without the consent of the director. It does state in those bullet points underneath, dumpster will be contractor's responsibility. So you have that information.
Okay. All right, so the number includes disposal. Thank you. Does this tile, it was tile that was removed, 12 by 12 tiles type thing?
Yes, okay. In part, there's some ceramic-ish tiles in the lobby area.
Okay. And was any testing done on those tiles to see if they contained asbestos?
The building was built in 1991. I don't think there's any asbestos.
Commercial tile contained asbestos for, I don't know when asbestos was outlawed, but that's why I was asking the question if that determination had been made. It was 89, asbestos was outlawed in 89? Okay, perfect. Okay, that answers that question. Thank you. So, in your position paper, it says that it should be noted that there was a low bid submitted. However, the vendor did not submit the correct pricing as identified in the addendum that was issued for this bid. I'll ask you to explain that a little bit more in detail in 1 minute, but I want to point out that I see in my packet where addendum number 2 is referenced, I don't see anything about addendum number 1 in this. So what did addendum number 1 include?
Addendum number 1 was issued after we had the pre-bid meeting to answer any questions that the potential bidders had. We took their opinions into consideration and we came up with what. So we answered their questions in addendum 1, and then in addendum 2, we issued a new pricing page. The vendor that was the
the low bidder that we disqualified did not acknowledge or use the correct pricing page.
It did not acknowledge what, please?
They did not acknowledge the addendum and use the correct pricing page. So they bid on the first page that we revised with an addendum.
Which we don't have. So to go to the chairman's point a few moments ago, and something that I've been on the soapbox about for months and months and months, it's important that this backup information, this additional information, is provided to us. I don't know about how much time, and I'm sure everyone put in, you know, a large amount of time. I can tell you that I put in over 7 hours going through this bid package with, I can't tell you how many questions. We'll hear them as we go along. And it just makes it so much more difficult to try and rationalize an item that you're looking to have. When I say you, I'm generalizing, all departments are looking to have approved when, at least from my perspective, I don't have the backup documents to substantiate what it is I'm trying to do or not do. There's no copy of the contract in with this bid either. And that contract that we don't have a copy of, does that contract call for a deposit to be given to this vendor?
No, it's the city specification that they're bidding on. City doesn't generally do deposits.
Okay.
We don't offer a deposit on the work.
So it's paid upon completion?
Yes.
Okay. Also, when, whether it be your department or any department for that matter, when the council is given a document that says revised, such as this document that we have, it says it speaks to this bid, and it's a revised document. It would be greatly appreciated if, when you send, whoever sends us a revised document, if the revisions were either italicized or highlighted or underlined or something, so that we don't have to go through the entire document to try and figure out what was revised. It would just save us a whole lot of time, and the respective department is already doing the revision, so I don't think it's, you know, a great big heavy lift to make it easier for us to find it. And that certainly wasn't done in this particular document.
Councilman, I'm going to just pause you for a moment. You hit the 10-minute. You actually went to 12 minutes because I know you were in the middle of a question. I'm going to ask other council members.
I'll yield.
Thank you.
I said I do have more questions, but I'll yield. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this council? Christy, before, I have a quick question. So if you look at the amount that was, it's for $21,000, the part that we're taking out, remove existing flooring. It's for $21,420, 9,000 approximate square feet multiplied by $2.38 is $21,420. However, the city removed, the city is requesting $83,871. So it's basically a $326 difference from what the quote was to what the city is reducing, meaning that we're still going to pay them $326 more. No? Okay, explain that to me, please.
So the remove existing flooring is for the entire area that was specified in the building. Mm-hmm. So with the exception of the dining room, basically, everything else was supposed to be removed and replaced. So that was the $2.38 per square foot.
So about approximately 99 square feet?
9,000 square feet.
Then
a portion of the building has vinyl tiles that they're going to remove and replace. So, I'm sorry, a furnish and install.
which is about 8,000 square feet. So 1,000 square feet of this facility was going to get carpeting. The issue that we had was when the bids came in, the low bidder, the lowest bidder, was disqualified because he didn't recognize an addendum and submitted the wrong pricing page. So we went to the second lowest bidder, who was the most qualified low bidder. And because his bid was 104, we had to pull out part of the remove the flooring, and we had to pull out part of the furnish and install. So by the square footage, the price per square foot, we had to do the math out and say, okay, we're moving 415 square feet of this building. So it's 415 square feet of $2.38, 415 square feet of the furnish and install, the vinyl tile, because that's the piece that we removed. We left all the carpeting, so all that's going to be done. So that's where those numbers come from. We reduced two of the items based on the available funding and what we could work out that would be have the most continuity for that facility. So it's essentially one hallway and one side that we're not doing.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy. The next item on discussion.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry, yes.
I had asked if I could have an extra few minutes.
Thank you. When you said you yield your time, I thought you meant you were set. I apologize. Okay. I'll leave it to the committee. I'll ask the committee. Councilman Lattiser asked for an extension of time. Is there a motion with a recommended time to be made?
Move for three more minutes.
Second. There's a motion. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Chrissy, please. Thank you. Councilman, the committee approved 3 minutes for questioning.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, committee. So to, again, go to the chairman's point, it would be a whole lot easier if we would have received a list ahead of time on how we arrived at $21,093.30, as opposed to having to go through this exercise here this evening. And I'd also point out that there is an addition error in M. Frank Higgins, not in Higgins' numbers, but in our numbers. When you subtract $21,093.30 from the 104, it's a minuscule monetary difference, but it just goes to show that, again, these numbers are not being reviewed. One of the big concerns I have with this is, well, Christy, let me ask you, have you or anyone reached out to these other vendors who have bid this project and asked them if they're still willing to honor the individual numbers they've provided?
No.
Okay. So over the years, I have bid hundreds of jobs. And what is taking place here? And I'm happy that, again, you're looking to save money. I'm not trying to take away anyone's thunder or discourage anyone. It's concerning to me as I'm still going to speak as a vendor, and I'm bidding on this project, and I'm basing my profit structure on individual components of this job based upon my labor, my overhead, a cost that, you know, unassociated costs, direct costs, etc. And I submit you a bid to do this. I'll give you an example. I submit you a bid to do the roof on your house, and I give you a price of X dollars and cents. And that's based upon me providing the materials, the labor, the disposal, et cetera, because this is the percentage of profit I need to do this job, to make it work. And all of a sudden you say to me, by the way, Mr. Roofer, we're gonna provide the roofing materials. Really? I would not be pleased. And in this case, what is happening is 25% of the job and the profit from the vendor
is being taken away from them. And if I were bidding this job with the removal of the flooring, I would be bidding it much different because of labor costs associated with the demo versus labor cost associated with the installation. There's a big difference there.
Thank you, Councilman.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to point out that on page 29, it says the city reserves the right to adjust quantities based on available funding. So the vendors were all very well aware that we may have to reduce the scope of work.
Quantities is not physically removing labor. Quantities is instead of doing 900 square feet of something, we're going to do 800 square feet.
Difference. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any, I called on the council, the committee. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Already did. Next will be bid 2024-356, IMC Software Support. Good evening, Phil. Director, please identify.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a 56-6 request to award Tri-Tech Software Systems the renewal, maintenance, and technical support in the amount of $64,279.52. This represents approximately a 10% increase over last year's cost, which is in line. I listed the technical specs of what this software covers, but basically it's what the Warwick City Police Department uses to run the department. And this, the bid will run, the contract will run from January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. And as I indicated, this was an issue with them sending the invoice in, regardless of what our PO tells them to do. They sent the invoice in to an employee who was no longer in the position. So after a bunch of prodding, I finally checked the archives and found the email that was originally sent with the invoice, which is an improvement since Square took over. Tri-Tech used to just flat out send it in late. So we're still trying to correct them for that. So we have a symptom that it wasn't brought to our attention from the employee, but the real problem is the vendor just didn't follow the purchase order.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions? And I appreciate the explanation of that. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2024-363, purchase of two 2023 Ford Escape active all-wheel drive color, agate black vehicle Ford Escapes. Hey, Neil, how are you? Please identify.
Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. You know me, we got to have the details in there. So we're proposing to purchase two Ford Escapes, 2023 models from Colonial Municipal Group. We're piggybacking on a Greater Boston Police Council contract from 21 and 22. If approved, this money would come out of the ARPA funds. Part of the January update that Peter Schaefer gave included these vehicles. The update included four vehicles, but unfortunately, before we got here tonight, two of the vehicles were sold because we weren't ready to move forward and they had somebody with the check. So we're also exploring, there's a potential that we might be able to use a hybrid vehicle, a grant that was issued that we might be able to come forward to get the two other remaining vehicles, but we'll come back in a month or so once we find some vehicles that are out there that meet the qualifications.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Director, and you just, I thought it was important to point out the vehicles you're currently using in your office, a 2005 and a 2011 Crown Victorious.
Yeah, we've got a 2007 Taurus as well, and two 2005 Crown Vics. I think we've bled every ounce of miles they have left in them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a thought. Had you given any consideration to maybe using Vespas? Only a joke. Just a joke. I'm all done, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
We have come to the part of the packet where I will ask members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public, if they have any item they would wish to discuss. And I will start with the committee. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. Just item 15, 2024-351, police canine insurance.
Yes, sir. Police canine insurance found on page 94. Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt is all set. Thank you so much. Are there any items that members of the council would like to discuss? I'll give you a moment.
Jeremy.
Councilman Riggs.
Sorry.
2024-321, mobile thermal printers and accessories.
Do you have an item number? Is that number 11?
Yes.
Thank you. Found on page 76. Thank you, Councilman. Is there any item that members of the public would like to discuss? Is there any item on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Councilman Lattice, sir, I see your hand over there. Go ahead.